This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2335. How many savings accounts should I have? By Christine Lucan of ChristineLucan.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Thank you so much for joining today and every day, where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance knowledge from the best money blogs on the planet, with the author's permission, of course. So with that, let's jump into another post and start optimizing your life. How many savings accounts should I have? By Christine Lucan of ChristineLucan.com. How many savings accounts should I have? It's a question I get asked quite frequently. Some money gurus advocate for just one account, and others say you should have an account for every savings goal. I fall somewhere in the middle of these extremes. Here's my short answer. You should have at least two, and if you're self-employed, you should have at least three. How many savings accounts should I have if I work a traditional job? I advise my traditionally employed and retired clients to have at least two savings accounts, one for emergencies and one for purchases. Your emergency savings account needs to be separate. Why? You don't want to accidentally spend that money for anything other than true financial emergencies. I advise my clients to have at least 6 months of their household expenses in their emergency fund. In order to calculate that amount, you must be tracking your expenses. I recommend creating a spending plan or using a personal finance app like Mint. If my client suffers a job loss, large medical bill, or other large and unexpected expense, they won't have to go into debt to cover it. This is the purpose of the emergency fund, to put a financial cushion between you and life. You can keep your emergency fund in a traditional savings account or a money market account. Both are accessible without penalty should you need the funds. Savings account number two is for larger purchases, such as holiday gifts, vacation, furniture, your daughter's cheerleading camp, etc. You're planning to spend this money for specific big ticket items in the near future. You might also dip into this account for smaller unexpected expenses rather than tapping your emergency fund. How much should you keep in this account depends on your various savings goals. If you'd like to subdivide your saving for purchases into multiple accounts, feel free. Some of my clients have a general savings for purchases account with a few thousand dollars in it, plus a separate account for really big goals like a new car. How many savings accounts should I have if I'm an entrepreneur? I advise my self-employed clients to have at least three savings accounts, one for emergencies, one for purchases, and one for estimated tax payments. I advise entrepreneurs to set a goal of a year's worth of their household expenses in their emergency fund. Why so much money in the emergency savings account? Depending on the business, self-employed people can have periods of time when cash flow is tight or non-existent, and they aren't able to pay themselves out of the business. Having a healthy emergency fund ensures that a stretch of bad months in the business won't ruin your personal financial health. The extra savings account that's needed for entrepreneurs is for estimated tax payments. Unless you're paying yourself via payroll from your company, you'll be required to make quarterly estimated tax payments to the IRS. If you're not sure if this applies to you, please check with your CPA or tax professional right away. Every month when I pay myself out of my business, I set aside 30% of my profit in a separate savings account. This way, when my quarterly tax payments due, there's plenty of money in there to pay it. I've coached entrepreneurs who have neglected to do this, and it's not a pretty situation. Trust me, you don't want to owe the IRS back taxes. They have the leverage to make your life miserable. Do yourself a favor and set that money aside on the front end so you can make your estimated tax payments in a timely manner. Consult with your tax professional regarding the exact percentage you should be setting aside. How many savings accounts should you have? My husband and I have four savings accounts, emergency fund, estimated tax payments, and two saving for purchases accounts, one for each of us. This makes sense for us because we're each saving for different goals outside of our emergency fund. And I definitely want to keep my tax money in a separate account. In fact, I keep it at a separate bank. How many savings accounts should you have? It depends. It's a personal question that you'll have to answer for yourself based on your financial situation and your goals. One thing I do want to caution you against is having too many savings accounts. If you have a saving account for each and every goal, your finances might start to feel cluttered. My goal for all of my clients is to have their finances streamlined, organized, and purposeful. You just listened to the post titled, How Many Savings Accounts Should I Have? By Christine Lucan of ChristineLucan.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I really appreciated the rationale in this post for multiple savings accounts, but I'm going to stick with the one I have in my name, and here's why. I am all about simplicity and minimalism when it comes to my money, and I already have too many accounts. Let's count them up. I've got 3 checking accounts, 1 personal, 1 joint with my Midwestern gentleman, and 1 for my business. I have 5 investment accounts, my traditional IRA, my Roth IRA, my HSA, my personal brokerage, and my joint brokerage. I used to also have a 401k, but I rolled that into my traditional IRA when I retired from my corporate career a couple of years ago. Again, for simplicity. Because I do credit card churning for signing bonuses and get thousands of dollars of free travel every year, I have a ton of credit cards I'm keeping track of. And all of these accounts are with no less than 10 financial institutions. It's already too much. So when it comes to savings accounts, I have one and my Midwestern gentleman has one. We each keep about a year of expenses to use both for our emergency fund and long-term savings, like our wedding, for example. It's taken us a long time, about a year and a half to be precise, to figure out how to combine and organize our money in a way that's simple and makes sense for us. One tool we just started using to keep track of all of these accounts is Monarch Money. I look at it as a nicer version of Mint that also includes the net worth tracking benefits of a personal capital. It's about $100 per year, but it allows my Midwestern gentleman to have his own login, which we couldn't do when we were using Mint. But that'll do it for today. Thank you for joining, as always, and I'll be back again with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.